Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about grown man gaming. Get shot probably from a grown man aiming. Call of Duty Blackouts, bring it to your chat box. Turn your speakers on, sit back and relax, I. And listen to these grown men talk games. Other people do it, yeah, but they're all lame. Talking all genres, covering all lanes. You can call in, cause we're covering all games.
Grown man gaming. Tune in and enhance your experience.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Welcome back to Grown Man.
Hello.
Patty, you in here, man? Patty, you ain't in here?
I'm in here.
Nah, I'm here. Know. I'm here. I'm just fucking.
So why are you this motherfucker?
What a dick, man. That's a dick,
yeah,
Patty.
Man.
So come on, dude. I deserve some sort of fun, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
So everybody's accounted for and shit. Because last week we had some bullshit go down. Aaron wasn't here. Patty was here, but he wasn't able to be heard for whatever reason because his site went out crazy sometimes. We are back. What episode is this?
What's good, y'all?
This is 27.
Yo, what have we been doing for the last 26 episodes, yo?
Very fucking dumb, dude.
That is a lot of. That does not. It don't seem like we have gone through that many episodes for real.
We started in January.
Was it January?
It was
January.
January
or February? Was it January?
It
February?
Might have been February. I'm feeling like it was January though.
Yeah, it was right back at the start of the year, and we're still going strong.
Every Thursday.
Yeah, we've got a better life cycle than Call of Duty.
I'm telling you. See, that's because we actually play games, though. You know what I'm saying? It's not just like, let's play Call of Duty. Because the thing that happens is a lot of people are not gamers. They just play Call of Duty. So when it's time for them to listen, learn, or talk about other stuff, they just can't. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't play anything. So you know,
yeah.
I would hope that
we're
not in that boat. You know what I'm saying? I try to play whatever I can get my hands on that I think is actually decent, along with the Call of Duty. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, yeah. Nah,
yeah, you do play a lot of games. I'll give you that.
I play something like 18 to 20 games this year.
Yo, I'm going to tell you right now, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 games sitting here beside me for Xbox that are not Call of Duty.
There you go. I mean, that's.
I probably got about 9, but I probably only played 2.
Yeah,
I mean,
and they're both Call of Duty.
No, but at least you read and you read and watch about the other stuff. Like a lot of cats, you know what I mean, you might not necessarily have the money to go out and get it, but like you're at least interested in it. It's like I might not play it, but like this one's cool and shit. Like, well, who are these people?
Right.
You know, motherfuckers like COD. As soon as you get on, motherfucking, you know, a PlayStation, you can't go offline. So, you know me, like, all my friends, I have so many of them that only play Call of Duty. And then as soon as I get online, they see me on, let's say they see me on The Last of Us, they start sending me Call of Duty invites. I'm like, man, fuck it there. I'm not playing
that. I hate that. I was like, I always tell people, I say, don't send me game invites to a game I'm not fucking playing, goddammit.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but that drives me insane.
I did it to them, though, because, you know, every year now, I've been getting the game like two or three days early. I start inviting motherfuckers.
Oh, that's a fucking dick move. That's shit.
I'm inviting them to Black Ops 2. It's like November 10th. I'm like, yo, what's up with the Black Ops 2 though? I ain't got it. I know, bitch.
Yo, no, dude, that's not even fucking right, dude. That's fucking
classic.
That's nasty.
That's classic, man. That's yo, if you ever had an opportunity to do that, yo, you'll feel so funny. It's just hilarious.
You are fucking awesome, dude.
Like,
you are an
awesome.
Yeah, that's excellent, though.
That's funny as shit, though.
It is. What we going to bring it in with, though? What news? Y'all want to drop an intro segment or what's new out there in the gaming world? And we can hop on first. Besides this Call of Duty Ghost perk shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I haven't heard nothing about the perk shit. But
we'll
think we go into unboxing. the unboxing looked pretty damn nice for the Xbox.
You know what? I actually should have been freaking looking at that. Go ahead. I mean, was it the whole system?
That, and then the video is talking about the Kinect, the controller, the headset that comes with it, which I'm glad that they're allowing the headsets that you already have, like, for instance, my Tritons, I can use that now.
Well, they said you had to buy the adapter. Did they go back on that, too, in the last 2 weeks?
I didn't hear that, no.
But the big thing that I've heard, I mean, I didn't actually watch the video yet, but the reports are all talking, like, you know, they're making it in capital letters, including headset. So there is a headset coming with it. I don't know whether it's one of these fucking one-eared fucking mic kind of things. But their big thing was the
support.
Yeah. If you've got too big a hand, you're going to crush that shit putting that on your fucking head. But the big thing was, I mean, like Xbox was saying, you know, you don't need a headset because the Kinect is so sophisticated and so fucking fantastic that even if there's a fucking herd of baboons having sex behind you, they're still going to be able to pick out your voice among all of that, so you won't need anything to help you communicate with people.
But that's retarded, though. I mean,
stupid. Yeah. Because
yeah,
if I'm having a conversation, if say the three of us are in a game, and I'm talking to the two of you, but there's other people in the room with me, I mean, how do I keep your conversation and the three of us private from everybody else? I mean,
that's not possible.
That's not
the way sound works. It's just not physically possible to have that happen. I mean, I'm on PS3, so you know, a lot of people have those annoying Bluetooth earpieces that they're using.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And you can hear everything that they're listening to. So if they're playing Call of Duty with you and you're in the lobby with them, you can hear them listening to the game. I mean, I imagine it'll be the same with the Kinect. That's why we have headsets, so we can, first of all, they're comfortable. You can get that whole immersive feel, if you got, you know what I mean, the surround sound, even the stereo ones, like you can hear every boom and all that. You can't get that with no Kinect. No matter how advanced they make that, the purpose of us wearing a headset is not just communication. Like that shit puts you in the game. Like nobody can say, like my girl, she see me with the headset on, she know don't talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Unless you asking me if it's time to eat, if I'm ready to eat. That's it. But if you ain't got the headset on and she see you just sitting there listening to the Kinect, they're like, babe, is you busy? Fuck, I'm busy. But
yo,
the headset is a distraction.
My dad used to come in when I was fucking gaming. I was in the middle of, you know, fucking, of trying to record something live, and I'd have the headset on and the fucking webcam going and the computer's going and the fucking Xbox going, and he'd come in and start a conversation. I'm just like, you missed the whole digital age, didn't you? You just do not have a clue what this shit all means.
Well, right. And them ladies like to stand in front of the TV like, hold on, I'm talking, like, I know, fuck out the way. See, you just got me killed.
I love,
you can talk to someone else.
You get brought into, though, you hear some funny ass shit though.
Oh,
like,
man.
Parents yelling at their kids to go do their homework, or
the wife telling
the guy to go take care of the kid, or something.
The best thing that ever happened when we were gaming was with Rock. And I think you might have been there, Aaron. I'm not sure. It was when we were playing Zombies. And it was me and Rock, probably Cracker, and either you or C or somebody. And Rock was so into the game, and we were having a good time. We'd been playing for maybe 3.5-4 hours, you know. This was a fucking full night thing. But Rock's wife had went and made sure the kids were in bed. Everything was good. She'd come and stood beside him naked and asked him to fuck her. And he did not pay attention.
I do remember that.
He didn't see it. He was so immersed in the game. She texted him 10 minutes later after she had went back to bed, probably with a vibrator, who knows. And she texted him and said, I stood beside you naked, asking you to fuck, and you did not respond.
I do.
Maybe he was on the kill
streak.
I heard this little kid laughing at his cousin or his dad or whatever every time his dad got killed. Mind you, this boy's like 3. No, he kept saying, Uncle D. He's like, Uncle D, you just got killed, Uncle D. That shit had me in tears. He said, oh, that gun is ugly, Uncle D. Ooh, you mad? Hey, yo, that shit was hilarious. And he gonna get mad. Get out! Get the fuck out!
Oh, yeah.
And that's what happens when you got to connect, man. And I encourage people, if you have an opportunity, not to go out necessarily and spend $200, but if you can find a headset for $50, $60, $80, man, get you one. And you'll feel a lot different, and you'll start to laugh at people who don't have headsets and you can hear all the nonsense. Because contrary to popular belief, if your mic sucks and you think nobody's communicating with you, it's not because they're not. Probably because they have your music. For real, you won't make no friends with a bad mic. That is the rule. If you look for people to play with because you want to make friends online, if your mic sucks, you will not have friends. That's terrible, but it's true.
Yep.
I just said some real shit.
You did. Yes, you did. That's tough for life right there. I mean, goddamn.
I mean, how many people have you muted in the party because their mic was bad? No, like, I like you, but like I can't do this.
Yeah.
There's one countless for me.
He used to be a sub on one of my channels. I'm not sure, but he asked me to, you know, if he could add me. Yeah, that's cool. And this is a grown dude, but he listens to some real fucking like hardcore crunk fucking rap shit that is blowing the fucking speakers off. And you can hear that shit the minute he's a session and party joiner with this busting. And you're just like, okay, rip, bye, gone. And just so many times he's joined my party. And that's why now this guy is single-handedly responsible for the fact that I always sign offline before I actually sign into one of my accounts on Xbox. I mean, I'm on the Xbox a lot, but nobody ever fucking sees me because, you know, I'm always afraid this dude's going to come in and fucking bust my eardrum at some stage.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine, like, people in Chase's shoes, because myself, like, I'm little known, you know what I'm saying? But I always sign in offline just for that reason.
Yeah.
I couldn't even imagine your shoes, Chase. I would
kill
somebody.
Man. You lose subs over that stuff, because they get offended when they get kicked off or you have to, you know, remove them from your list. It's like, you know, I ain't got nothing against you. I appreciate you, but, like, you're kind of messing up my games. And it's not that, like, when they don't know and they just do it one time, it's like, yo, hey, man, can you not join? No, my bad, all right, cool. But then don't keep doing it. Like, you know, the next time you get on, they join it again.
Yeah.
They come in, they go ham, they shoot your kill streak down. Then they send you LOLs after they kill you and hear you raging and all. It's like, it's not funny, bro. Delete it. Because it's just... It's not cool, and I'm starting to run into people every day now that know who I am. I'm fitting to change my gamer tag, yo. The dude's, oh my god!
Like,
I do the same shit you do. I just make videos about it. I'm not. Nobody's in a special space. What the fuck?
Like,
come on,
Chief.
You're special.
I might be.
I don't understand how people deal with that. Like, I'll be watching a Scumpy video or a Nate Shot video, and every time they join a game, people, like, freak out. I'm like, yo, I don't see how they don't just fucking...
The video that Scumpy had up today of the league play with the fucking swarm and the nuclear and shit, every time he killed somebody, you could hear him screaming, oh my god, he's so fucking good!
Just like, well, he mutes them if they're on the same, though.
Yeah, but these guys, you know, the fucking the red bit flashing up, you know, when you kill an enemy and you can just hear that little clip of them screaming at you. But that's what oh my god! And it's just like,
let me say this while I'm thinking about it. I did get into a league game with him a couple days ago, and let me say the hype is real.
He's fucking you up.
Oh man,
he's smart as hell.
He didn't swarm me or nothing. He ain't gonna swarm me, but you know what I'm saying? It was ridiculous. Like, I didn't even stand a chance there for real.
He didn't swarm you because you rage quit.
No, I said I ain't gonna leave that game, goddamn.
my man was playing against him, but he isn't a full party. And Scumpy was running solo, and Scumpy's team was ass. Scumpy rolled out of there. He said, "Fuck that." He is positive. He's going ham and everything. He just bounced though. He knew he couldn't win and shit.
Yeah, I do that myself. Like, if I'm on a shitty team and I know I can't win, I'll just leave. Okay.
Man, if I come in the game, see, I quit. I ain't used to be like that. I quit out of a lot of games, not because I'm not having a good game, but like, if I join the lobby, right, and there's three people on my team sniping and we're playing domination, I'm leaving. I'm not. Why would I play with you when you're not going to play the objective? You're just going to go for sniper kills and all that. Like, I'm not here to lose. I'm here to win, and you motherfuckers, it's very, I mean, honestly, it's very rare to run into a person that's sniping, that's capping flags. Not the fucking home flag. I mean, getting on the B flag. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And out there, you know what I mean, calling in at least UAVs. They don't, most of them can't do that. Like, people keep talking about Grizz. That motherfucker caps flags. I just seen this dude with a 12-1 loss ratio for a whole year. I just seen this dude capping flags, planting bombs. He snipes. He's excellent, but he plays how he's supposed to play. Yeah. Like, that's
really
the only, like, yeah, I'm not really into the sniping stuff no more, but, like, one of the dudes I know that plays the game the way you're supposed to play is him. The rest of these other dudes trying to do all this bullshit, they just, they'll play free-for-all. Kill them.
I got to say, I will forever love Grizz for the fact on Black Ops 1, he was showing you all the tomahawk spots and stuff like that, and I actually nailed the cross-map tomahawk at the start of a game of domination on firing range off the basis of watching his video like 10 minutes beforehand. It was the proudest shit of my
too.
Life. Proudest shit of my life. I was over. I was crouched down. I was fucking crouched beside the fucking Jeep at the sea flag. I aimed right up in the sky and I fucking launched that shit. I got that dude right in his fucking pinky toe, and it was the greatest achievement of my fucking Call of Duty career.
Yo, how about me getting knifed through the wall though? And David,
I've seen that.
I would have
left immediately. That's
bro,
why I'm glad I don't see kill cams though. You know,
I was
so glad I don't see kill cams.
Yo, I was screaming because I was in a full party that game. I was screaming my head off, and they're like, man, there you go again. I said, no, I swear to God, this time, it's real. It's not my fault. He knifed me through the wall. They're like, man, whatever. So then I said, you know, fuck it. I'm going to go get the footage. Now, I almost forgot because this happened, like, last week. So I went in theater mode, and I looked for my last game. It wasn't in there. So I looked at somebody else that I was playing with, and I found it. I said, yes, going on YouTube right now. I don't know what that was. There was no way I should have died at all. Even if it wasn't through the wall, I was behind the dude. Then I don't know what the fuck happened right there.
Well, I heard Nate Shot talking about how they changed the hitboxes on this game. And I don't know, maybe the hitboxes ain't catching up with the player character is what my theory is.
Oh, no,
it's
not. There's no way it is. Because people appear, like, you ever have somebody kill you and then come around the corner? Like,
yeah.
They got
lightweight
on, that shit happens all the time because of stuff like that. Or, you know, you way around the corner and you die. That's been a staple of Call of Duty more often than we expected to since Black Ops 1. It happened on MW2, too. Dudes be lying, man. It happened a lot. It happened sometimes, but it did happen. I got shot around corners with all the shooters, not just Call of Duty. So,
Sometimes I don't get mad at getting shot around the corner because I know some walls got bullets. You can shoot through them, you know what I'm saying? But when you get shot around a brick wall... You know what I mean? Like, come on, son.
Hell yeah.
It's a brick wall.
But, we was, me and Patty was talking about this Saints Row. And he, look, let me tell you, this. He got a problem. We all have, as gamers, you have to be well. I don't mean people that just play video games. I mean, like, gamers. Like, you have to be, like, not okay in the head to do the shit we be doing. So, like, I get him in the Skype call. He's like, yo, man. This Saints Row, I don't know about this game, man. He's like, man, they got this all this alien shit. I don't know about this one. And then 3 minutes later, he's like, yo, man, I just pre-ordered a special edition for $160.
That sounds like Patty, man.
Yeah,
you just said
I
you
did.
No.
Yeah, but see, I'm getting it on the basis of how excited and how much fun Saints Row 3 was. But I am quite concerned about what they've tried to do with this one. I mean, I was saying it to you in the thing. The guy you've controlled the whole way through, he's now the President of the United States. Apparently, the storyline goes that there's an alien invasion, and they kidnap you, your character, who is the President of the United States, and all your gang members, who I presume are probably your cabinet now, And transport you to a replication of the original city, Steelport, from the very first game. And then these aliens are trying to fuck you up and shit. And then it's about you trying to literally save the world. But they apparently...
In the Saints Row game?
Yeah. Apparently your characters have superpowers. I mean, they can run fast as shit. They can fucking jump fucking, you know, like fucking leap tall buildings in a single bound and all this shit. And it's just, it's weird. It doesn't sound like it needed to go this way. Do you know what I mean? But the games have always been fun. So, I you know, it's going to be worth a shot. And yes, I did. I went and I bought the fucking special edition because it has the Wub Wub gun or the dubstep gun as a replica, which is pretty cool. I want a gun that you can shoot people and make them dance until they die. That's a cheery thought.
No, I mean, yeah. Hey, I remember I played back in the day Michael Jackson's Moonwalker, the game on Sega. That was my shit.
That's yeah, I remember that game for the actual arcade.
Man, he made motherfuckers whenever, dance with him, and then that. Yeah. I said, oh my goodness, motherfuckers smooth.
Whenever you got to actually go to the Thriller level, the Graveyard level, and you did that special move shit, and then they all started cracking out the Thriller dance and all, that shit was fucking awesome. I loved that.
Yeah, it was. Definitely.
I could never beat that final boss, though.
Nah, man, see, that's how it was back in the day.
Well, I always ran out of goddamn quarters.
Yeah, well, I had, fortunately for me, I had like Sega Channel, so I got to play a lot of stuff. They lost a lot of bread with that Sega Channel stuff. I mean, you're giving people a library and 50 games every day for like $16 a month. But on that, that game was fun. But back in the day, man, the games, they were fun and hard. And like, games nowadays, I don't think they could be that hard. Because when we were younger, like, it didn't really bother us when we played. I mean, some of these games, no bullshit, you had like 50 or 60 levels, and once you lost like all your continues, you're starting from the beginning. You know what I mean? We get all the way to level 40 and we lose. We'd be like, fuck, man. All right, let's start all over. Now you'd be like, man, fuck this game. I'm not playing this shit.
How many games, though, did you do that with? You know, you fucking died and you died continually fucking dying at one specific level, and you think, nah, fuck this, I'm not playing this shit no more. And you were six, so like you only said, nah, flip this, I'm not playing this no more. And then you didn't play it for like 3 months, and you went back and you walked straight through that fucking level that you spent like 3 weeks on.
The Ninja Turtles in Time. I remember doing that same thing you just said, and on that Streets of Rage. The Streets of Rage, that last level is some fucking bullshit. They make you fight all the regular bosses as regular people on the street, and then a battle boss. Like, I had to call in choppers to fight them the first time. Now I gotta fight them back to back? Fuck out of here. Well, I got destroyed, man. I remember that. Yeah, man. So,
yo, fuck it. I don't shit like fucking Altered Beast and Golden Axe Warrior with the fucking ones that bit me, or not Golden Axe Warrior, Golden Axe. You know, you fucking, I just put that shit down, fucking put it back in its case, set the case down, played a different game, went back to it 2 weeks later, and just fucking walked straight through it until you got to another part. But I don't know why. Why were these things just so fucking weird like that? It's like the game put pity on you for going away for 2 weeks.
It might have. You know what? There's a Golden Axe on Xbox and PS3 too, by the way, I think.
Yeah.
Did you play it? It looks horrible.
Oh, yeah. I got the Sega collection last year and got to play the original ones on the Xbox. And that shit was just, it was so much fun. But the games are so fucking shit in comparison to what we have now.
I know.
There is no effort with like a story to them or anything.
No,
here's like 7 million fucking things that are going to try and kill you. Just keep going until you're dead.
I downloaded the original Ninja Turtle game on from the marketplace, and man, that game was not what I remembered it being.
You'll find that a lot. It's fun. There's no story, like he said. I mean, stories weren't really implemented until like PS1, and even still, like games, most of the games were badly written. I mean, I think like Metal Gear Solid, of course, had a good one. Max Payne.
That's what I was gonna say. I think Metal Gear Solid changed the game because it had a fucking really well made storyline that made everybody else think, oh shit, is this what we do now? Okay,
right.
And then people started trying to put together storylines. I mean, because everything, almost every other game was basically a derivation of Mario. You know, a princess or your girlfriend or fucking the mayor or someone has been kidnapped. So or killed. So you're going to either rescue them or get revenge on them. That was it. Those were the only storylines of every game through the 80s and early 90s until Metal Gear Solid came in with all this fucking nuclear holocaust and fucking all this weird fucking shit. And it was like, awesome.
Yeah. Right. I mean, definitely changed the game. And people don't understand, like, it could be one video game that comes through and changes the way games are made forever. Like, and that's my thing about some of the games that people overhype. It's like, I understand what you're saying, but I just don't feel like this is necessarily a game changer because there's not that many.
In your opinion, what's the game that did that, though?
Grand Theft, for sure. I mean, the violence and the nudity.
Metal Gear and Grand Theft. Yeah.
Metal Gear, Grand Theft. I can't even think. I mean, obviously, you got your sports games that did it. They're not necessarily still doing it today because they're not still progressing because they suck now. But, like, even those games. I mean, there's other games. Like, I even feel like a lot of people didn't play Shenmue. I was telling Patty about this earlier. There's a game called Shenmue on Dreamcast that had the biggest budget of any video game at that time. And that was the first real open-world game that I could think of. Like, there were all these other games, you had levels. Beat the level, you go on to the next level. Shenmue, you could walk to the store anytime you wanted. You could go gamble in a pool. You could do all this, like, anytime you wanted. Plus, there was the main shit you needed to do. There wasn't no games doing that before that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Then you had Grand Theft come out with that. Now you got Assassin's Creed. Now open world is like a staple in games. Like, a lot of people want to play open world. Like, look at Far Cry. You could just go hunting and do this and do that. You could skip the missions.
I mean, that's what the big selling point of Fallout 3 when it came out was that it was open world. You could choose what missions you wanted to do. There was no set order to do things. You could just fuck around and do whatever shit you wanted. And then every game seems to be going that direction now. It seems like there's two things need to be in a game now for it to sell. It has to be open world, and it has to have multiplayer.
Unfortunately, the multiplayer thing is just not. I mean, don't just tack it on. Like, it needs to be. I'm not saying it needs to be as good as a story, but it needs to be something that people will get if they didn't play the story. And most of these games can't do that. I mean, I thought the Tomb Raider multiplayer was actually going to be good, but what was I thinking? Like, what was I thinking, yo? I thought it was going to be decent.
Oh,
they had a whole separate team working on that. I mean, it was ass. They was talking about how they had a whole separate team doing it and all that, and it was going to be real, and it was going to really be serious. Like, no, it was ass. Then, you know, I played, like, Darkness 2 game. That was the worst multiplayer I ever played. And it's like, why did y'all waste memory in space on this? Y'all could have took the space and memory you spent on this and added to the story with the upgrades or things like that. Because we forget, when they add multiplayer, they have to take that space and memory away, because a lot of these games, they max out. Like Call of Duty, for instance. You look at the progression over the years, but like the reason we don't have the flying limbs, I mean, and like all the gore, because we had it in World at War, because they don't have enough memory to do it anymore. You know what I'm saying? That's why. So that multiplayer shit takes away from story. So it needs to be good if you take some shit away from our story, goddammit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where do you think games would be without the internet, though? Do you think they'd be as popular as they are?
I mean, the only thing I could say is we would have to look at the numbers that of sales and shit before the internet and after. Video games is always going to be big, always going to be around. No internet, though? I mean, you can say that about anything.
When you think about it, I mean, there was no internet whenever the original Mario's and that came out, and they're the biggest thing fucking ever. You know, so
Pokemon.
I mean, even fucking Metal Gear Solid when it first came out. I mean, the internet was just about coming around. You know, people were starting to get it in homes. It was becoming popular. Sort of 94, 95. But you didn't need it for the games. It's only in the last, 6 years, 7 years that it's become almost necessary. And with the Xbox One, 100% necessary to have the fucking internet. I think the games industry would be different without the internet. I think it would still be huge. Like Chase says, it's always going to be there. It's always going to be big. But I definitely
think the games would be cheaper.
I think the games would be cheaper, and the stories would be 100 times better, because that's all that there would be to the game. There'd be no multiplayer.
That's it.
Or except for, like, you know, the co-op shit, you know, the split screen kind of stuff that you would do locally. But, you know, it's a good question.
There would be no piracy. There would be no piracy. There would be no. I mean, there would be used games, but all that stuff.
I pay for all my CDs.
Yeah. Like
Patty the Pirate.
I mean, I feel like I'm the same gamer I was before the internet. But now that the internet's out, I spend more money on games because there's games that I never looked at, thought about, that I know about because of the internet. I mean, look at some of these games that you play because you've seen it somewhere. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I would probably have never played a Far Cry. Because I didn't know anything about Far Cry until I seen an ad on some YouTube videos.
If you had only ever played Far Cry 2 and had never seen any ads for Far Cry 3, you would not have touched that shit. I fucking hated Far Cry 2. When I bought Far Cry 3, I bought Far Cry 2 again for £7 secondhand, just to see if I could stomach it a second time around. And I played 15 minutes, and I got back in the car, and I went back down to the shop, and I fucking gave it back to them.
I fucking gave it back to them,
and I came straight back up the road. I took the cellophane off Far Cry 3, and I spent maybe fucking 12 hours playing it straight. I don't even think I fucking watched for fucking 2 days. I was fucking that engrossed in that game.
Right. So,
I need to check out that Far Cry there, because I do hear a lot of good things about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you tripping if you ain't, like, at this point, you might as well rent the game. Like, rent it. Like, we ain't got to always buy these games. That's another thing. We can rent the games. You know what I'm saying?
You can't get the dubstep gun with the rental version.
Right. Well, that's another thing, too. If you go to, I don't even know, can you rent games besides GameFly anymore?
Over here, you can.
I don't know if you can or not. But that's another thing too, though, is like the last time I rented the game, I was pissed off because I went to play it online and I needed a fucking passcode or whatever it's called. I'm like, yeah, that's about the dumbest shit I've ever heard of in my entire life.
Somebody else had already used it.
Yeah. Well, no, it just didn't have one with it. So, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's even worse.
And you had to pay $10 for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's not cool. You should just remember
the consoles only took two controllers, yeah? Remember that shit? You had to buy like I remember it was called multi-tap. Was that for Sega, where you had four controllers?
Yeah, yeah. It was like a docking station to put extra controllers into.
Right. Would they have four-player games if it wasn't for the internet? I mean, GoldenEye did it. That's because Nintendo 64 had four ports for the controller. I think Dreamcast might have had four too, huh?
No idea. Never touched the Dreamcast. Never had any experience of.
I'm about to look this shit up real quick.
Do you think they need to do an upgrade on that then now for the next generation? Do you think they should have to try and bring back that? Because you know how fucking awesome it was when you had. You imagine that, like when you were kids and you had like five or six and you were all fucking playing the same game and you were fucking kicking the shit out of each other because. You know, dude fucking kicked your ass in the game, so you turn around and you fucking smack him in the face. You imagine being able to do that shit now properly with a game and having like six or seven guys and you're all fucking having drinks and you're chilling out to get your pizza and shit. And it would be fucking cool, but you can only have four. But imagine being able to have a bigger group of people. I think that would be fucking awesome to be able to have extra controllers. Like,
you know, like that small-ass TV and shit.
Yo, I got a 52-inch TV. I got room for fucking 8 players.
You play Call of Duty on a 52-inch screen?
Yes, sir. Yes, I do.
Man, that is ridiculous. You ain't supposed to do that. That make it hard to get kills. You gotta fucking look. Oh, you gotta turn your whole head to see the radar and shit. That's crazy.
I play on a 46-inch. I like playing on the big TVs. I ain't gonna lie. Everybody tells me to play on a monitor. I'm like, I don't see why. That would be the perfect.
It's supposed to be so much easier if you play it on a smaller screen. But, you know, I like having big things. Giggity.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I like playing on a big screen as well. But, I mean, I can't really fault you there.
I'm about to upload a vlog where I completely reorganized my house because, well, of the recent shit and stuff. I decided I was just going to change everything, so I brought the big screen TV from my bedroom downstairs. I brought the Xbox downstairs. I brought everything fucking cool downstairs just so that I can sit downstairs and game now. But, you know, I now have a 37-inch TV in the bedroom, so if I'm going to game on Call of Duty and stuff like that again, that's what I'll be gaming on, is a 37-inch. So maybe I'll get actually good at the game.
I don't agree with that. Sure you need a smaller monitor / TV to do well.
Come on, Matt. All the professionals players that are actually good will tell you that. I mean, I know that from experience. That the smaller the TV, the easier it is to see. I mean, when they're at a distance, it's easier to see them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, your radar is right in front of you. If you're playing on a 52-inch TV, your radar is not directly in your line of sight. So you got to move your whole head over that shit.
I got a 46-inch and I don't have no problems. I mean, 52 inches is a little bigger or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're a hacker, though.
I'm just saying, though, I don't think that you have to have a small monitor to do well, though.
No, you don't have to, but you're not saying
you need it to do well. I'm saying everybody that plays, that goes from a bigger TV to a smaller TV will actually play better. That's my argument.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, if you look at the MLG tournaments and stuff, those dudes are playing on a 17-inch monitor in front of them. They're not playing on a huge, big fucking TV. They're playing on a tiny piece of shit. But, you know, I like my big-ass TV. It's awesome. I measured it with a tape measure to see if it would fit downstairs, and it's 4 foot fucking wide.
That's ridiculous, though.
Your TV's 4 foot wide?
Yeah.
Yo. Yeah, you talking about, man, shit. What?
Honestly, after the show, I'm going to start, I'll upload the vlog that I was doing, because I did a vlog of the room before I did it, and then after I did it, so you can see the comparison. I was bored. I needed something to do, you know. My parents died. My girlfriend left me. I needed to fucking break shit and fucking wreck stuff. So that's what I did. You get to see the size of the TV. It's fucking awesome, man. I fucking love that shit. And I'm sitting here looking at the small one now, and it looks like a really small fucking TV. 37-inch, but it's fucking small. It's a bitch TV.
Have you ever tried to go play a game with, like, for instance, Call of Duty? I'll try to play it at somebody else's house, and I, like, can't do the same shit. You know what I'm saying? Is it just me, or is that do y'all have that issue too?
I've never played it anywhere else. You know, because if I go to visit somebody, I'm not gonna play video games.
Well, I mean, I do it just like when I'm at my brother's house, babysitting or whatnot. I don't know. It's just, it's weird to me. I don't know why I have that issue.
It's hot as fuck in here. Well, how much time we got left? We down there. Damn.
20 minutes.
Yeah, but 20 minutes left. You know we can't leave up out of here without talking about this Call of Duty Ghost, though.
Yeah, sir. We got to get to it.
Because Aaron, he always off in the fog somewhere. He don't even be known. So yesterday, it's not a leaked picture, by the way. I've already established that I hate people that use that word. It's not naturally really leaked, but there's this picture purposely released by Infinity War with a picture of some of the perks that will be in the game. Now, there's no description, there's no names, it's just pictures, so they want us to try to gather what the perks might be. The only thing is, after seeing this, I read something that said only two of the perks on this whole game are going to be perks that we're familiar with, which means all the perks, the other ones will be new perks. So these pictures look kind of, see Aaron, yeah, I'm going to put this in the, are you able to look at pictures?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm going to put this in the chat. I want you to look at this real quick. It's just a small picture. Wait, hold on here. Let me put the actual picture in there. Look at the second link in there. Take a look at that.
The second one, you say?
Yeah, click the second link. The second one. Picture.
Uh-oh. First thing I've seen was a noob tube looking thing.
Yeah.
That's all I've
right,
seen.
Right. That, and that's a perk. Now, that's a perk. We don't know what it is, though. What do you gather from that right there?
Well, that one looks similar to Dexterity, the one that's on the left, where he's climbing a ladder or something.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was a ladder or a clip for a gun, which would mean reload while sprinting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what that is. I bet you that's what that is. I don't know.
But
I hope so.
That looks like he's about to jump over that, though.
I don't know.
Did you remember...
I see a scavenger on there.
Yeah,
scavenger
one there down the bottom right. But see the bottom left under the one that looks like the reloading while sprint? That looks like a fucking boat being hit by lightning. So does this mean that if there's a water map and guys can have a boat, you can get Thor to fucking electrocute the bosses? I mean, what the fuck is that?
I don't know. I mean, is this a confirmed or is it something that's... like leaked from an anonymous source?
No, that's a real Infinity War released that themselves. That's their thing.
It's basically a hype tool. They're trying to get people excited for this reveal on what is it, Tuesday?
On Tuesday.
Yeah.
So I'm concerned.
Yeah, to me that looks like I don't know, man. I'm hoping that one ain't Commander, but I don't know. The only thing that really concerns me on that is the noob one, to be honest.
Well, the noob one,
it all depends on what they actually stand for, though.
If that's Commando, though, you're not worried about Commando?
I mean, if that is Commando, yeah. I mean, well, actually, I never really had too big of an issue with Commando, to be honest. I mean, it sucked getting knifed sometimes, but, like, it didn't happen to me enough where I was, like, raging. You know what I'm saying?
You would get knifed from further away than shotgun range.
So, it's... As a matter of fact, if anybody is listening, I'm going to tweet this picture out. Even though I just put a video up, I'm going to tweet this picture out so that the people can see what we're even fucking talking about. So, we got, what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 clear. I don't know what that bottom left one is, though. What the fuck is that? What is that? Oh...
It's like a sailboat being hit by Thor's lightning.
This shit is saying it's a counter UAV. Remember Scrambler? Scrambler was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? It's saying that it might be that. So, back to what I said earlier, if they truly said that there's only two perks in the game that we're familiar with, in the bottom right-hand corner of that picture, that's clearly Scavenger.
Yeah.
Right?
But
if this...
Yeah. Bear in mind as well, remember the whole, there will be no final stand, and then they had Last Stand, you know. These guys...
Right.
And they had fucking Dead Man's Hand. So they're saying these there will be completely new perks. They'll be the same perks, just with a change, a twist. Do you know what I mean?
Or with a new day. That's it. No
yeah,
Last
or a new
Stand.
Day, yeah.
Fuck you, Last Stand.
Fuck you,
asshole. That was the quote of his Infinity War career right there. Lying ass little motherfucker for that shit.
That's hilarious.
Like people standing up and cheering and shit when there was going to be no Last Stand. So instead, there was Final Stand. On Dead Man.
Yeah, that was some bullshit.
Bless you. Goddamn allergies.
God damn, that's 4 sneezes in a row, bro. Oh, shit,
huh?
Hey,
I
need
to... Five, that's full retard.
Yeah, I went 8. Close. 8's my record.
Goddamn, my head exploded.
I'm not even sick, though. It's just allergies, like... Oh, shit. My nose is squeaking, yo. Yeah. Oh, man. But,
yeah, I love those random noises your nose makes sometimes, man.
Hell yeah. I'd be wondering if people could hear that shit. That thing on the right, though, that look like... Look, you got Scavenger, and then you got what looks like Flak Jacket. Protection from explosives, right?
Yeah.
That's two right there. We think the second one is protection from melee. Or like, yeah, extra like protection.
Yeah.
Like a two-hit kill or something?
Yeah, makes it a two-hit kill if you're using that perk. Then the new two-hook is probably something like Danger Close.
No, that would be nice if they had that. But you know what they're going to do? They're going to put that shit in one of the best tiers where you can't run that because you got to run something else.
Yeah.
Danger Close. Oh, my good. No,
Sounds fun.
Yo, remember Call of Duty 4?
Yeah.
You wanted to put a noob tube on your gun, it took up the first perk slot.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Oh, maybe.
Well, no, but that would be a nice
very
idea.
Cool. That would be nice because
that would be nice.
People don't really noob tube, but if they are going to, yeah, they should be penalized by like not having a perk. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here in a couple of days, I know a couple of people like Nate Chat said they're going to get some hands-on experience, but I'm sure we'll all know within the next week what those are.
Yeah. Guys like the Optic guys and Faircrowd, that's what I was saying before, they've been invited to Infinity Ward for this launch, the trailer on Tuesday. So like they'll get to play it and shit like that for the whole day and whatnot.
So that dude Ali A gonna be up there, but he gonna have the news before them and shit.
Yeah. But that's what I was saying in the vlog that I did last week. They invite these guys for a specific reason, and it's not to get the first-hand knowledge of the game. It's to get the first-hand propaganda of the game. They only invite the guys that are going to say the things they want them to say. You know, if they invited fucking Chase would go, that shit, fuck off.
They right, invited I mean, me, I, said, you know, fuck off. I'll just be honest. If it's good, it's good. If it's not, I'm not just going to say that sucks. See, like, what we'll do is we'll say that sucks. I think this will work better. So I hate motherfuckers that just say that they don't like something, but they don't have a solution. And there's too many of those people on YouTube that say this sucks, but what is your suggestion? So what is worse than a bad idea? No idea is almost worse than a bad idea. And that happens way too much. Like, that's why I'm going to do that video soon about how I would fix all the stuff that everybody hates. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's down to, like, I like C4, but people hate that. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? All that shit. And I'm telling you, it's about to be some real, like, one of my suggestions is hardware is next to useless. I mean, people use it, but not really because it's just the other perks are too strong. So my suggestion for hardware would have been for them to make TAC masks immune to EMP grenades and make hardware make you plant bombs faster and capture flags faster. Maybe then people would use it. You know what I'm saying? And then tactical masks should protect you from EMP grenades because EMP grenades are ridiculous. Nobody wants to run hardware. You know what I'm saying? Like, suggestions like that, boom, that's a better suggestion than, hardwire sucks. Like, well, what do you want them to fucking tell them what they should do? You know what I mean? Them other dudes ain't doing that. Faircrowd will do it.
Yeah.
Drifter will do it.
That is actually a real good idea about the hardwire cat flags and plant bombs faster, man. That's
I'm
a real
you.
Good idea, for real.
Yo, make it a viable perk. That like I would use that. And when you like in dire need of a win or a flag cap or a bomb plant or defuse, you slap on hardwire, there you go. Then you try to go ahead and get the win. Like, you know, then people might have an extra class set up already for that shit. You know, you don't have to worry about EMPs because you can have a hardwire and TAC mask. But these dudes, they don't think. You gave us scavenger and EMPs and fast hands? What are you doing? I could have told these motherfuckers that. Man, they be bugging, yo. But I don't know. Black Ops 2 is just like dragging at this point, yo.
Did Black Ops 2 have the shortest shelf life of them all?
Yeah.
Because like everybody gets sort of pissed with them by sort of Christmas time, but they continue playing them the rest of the year. Most people got pissed with it by the end of November and stopped playing altogether.
Yeah, when people figured out the target finder and the shotties, yo. I can't.
I definitely got pissed off and then quit playing it, but then once they brought Domination to the hardcore playlist, I started playing it quite a bit again.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely quit playing core, though, immediately.
Yeah. Because it's fucking, it's almost impossible unless you have a fucking amazing connection. And unless you've got fucking absolutely outstanding internet, you're going to get shit on regularly. That's another reason why I should leave and just move to the States. I'll move to somewhere like fucking Houston that you get fucking 700 fucking upload speeds and stuff like. Then I'll be
yo.
Then I'll be good at the game. I'll be fucking.
You
I'll
know
be
what?
Where they fucking spawned in. Goddamn.
I don't feel an improvement. I went from 25 down, 10 up to 50 down, 25 up, and my connection is the same. Like I'm still getting. You know, dudes telling me,
yeah.
I told you I got the invite. That shit had me in tears. I don't know why he sent me an invite, but it was in German. That shit said, Spiele Le Dongs,
yeah.
Black Ops 2 on. I tweeted that picture out. And I was rolling, like, Spiele Le Dongs, though? Like, why am I in here with these dudes? I'm from the Americas, though. Like, I'm
yeah.
going to do this
Yo,
to me.
I mean, I said to you before, you had a bunch of dudes in your fucking team one day, and they all had, like, LFC and NUFC as their fucking clan tags and stuff. And that's, like, Newcastle United Football Club. It's soccer teams in England and Liverpool Football Club. You know, so you were paired up with a UK lobby for fucking whatever reason. Is your PlayStation fucking, you know, bipolar or some shit? Is it schizophrenic? It doesn't know where it's from.
There's something wrong because look, if I invite people and play with them, I get in American lobbies for bars. But if I play solo, I'm everywhere in the world. Yeah, Canada.
See, I have that
all
opposite problem. I have that opposite problem. If I play with a party, I get 3 bars constantly. If I play solo, I get 4 bars, and it feels normal. You know what I'm saying? I refuse to play in a party of more than 2.
Yeah, it's just at that point, y'all just fighting for kills. Like, and you know, I just got a comment that came in. This guy said, look at the X above the knife on the juggernaut guy on
I
the picture.
That.
He said, is that space for a death streak? And then my Connor, Winslow, tweeted me and asked if that skull on the right side meant death streaks as well. So, you know,
I'm really
like,
hoping it has to do with that.
But
like
we were saying before
fight.
We got on.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. We were saying before we got on that the skull in that looks like the skull that they used for like headshot symbols and stuff like that.
Right.
So we were thinking that it might be less headshot damage or something or
I mean that
I doubt they would change that.
I could see that if you're wearing that there you don't get the like it's basically a penalty for getting shot in the head. If you're wearing that and that's what that perk is, and that's, I mean, it could look like that.
And, I mean, it would be simple enough to do, because, like, all they have to do is animate the dude with a fucking helmet on. You know, so it's like your head's protected, you know.
You know what, I'm going as far as to say this is one tier. The way it's looking, there's what, 6, 5, 7. There's 7 possible things you can pick from this spot. I think that has to be one of the tiers by itself. And it's probably the first one. That's my guess. Because Flak Jacket is usually in Tier 1. I think it's in Tier 1 right now. And you got Scavenger.
Yeah.
That's usually in Tier 1. It's in Tier 1 on this one.
That's
a good observation. I really want to know what these perks are, but I guess we'll know next week sometime.
Yeah.
I mean,
Tuesday.
We know what some of them are. We know they're Scavenger and Flak Jacket for sure.
Yeah.
What the hell is that tugboat thing? What the fuck is that?
It might really be Scrambler, yeah.
It could be.
Yeah, but they said there's only 2 that we're used to. Or whatever,
yeah, but that's.
You know,
like I said, dude, these are the guys that said there's no fucking final. Or there's no last stand, and then they put final stand in. They'll say that, yeah, these are completely new perks, but it'll be like Juggernaut combined with Commando. Maybe that's what that one is. You're fucking. You have double the health, and you're fucking like Jason Statham with a fucking knife.
Yo, if that's Commando, I'm going to lose my mind, dog, because that looks like it to me. Bro, because,
hey,
I mean...
A Juggernaut Commando. That's what that is.
Right.
I'm putting that out now. That's what that is. Juggernaut Commando. You've got, like, 700 health points. 700 health points, and you have a fucking samurai sword.
And to earn this...
and you can
right, all you have to do is die 15 times in a row. motherfuckers like, I could do that. See, they're retarded. And then, yeah, that looks like there's room for a death streak. Because you have to pick one. I hated all the death streaks, and I hated Juice. I could not. When they came at you with that Juice and that Stalker, woo!
Oh,
that's hilarious.
Bro, I remember dude had Juice and Stalker on me. I'll never forget on that horror hat, not horror hat, Overwatch. And he stalked me so far that he fell off the cliff after killing me. That's how fast he was sliding when he was shooting, bro. I got that shit on my channel. Worst Stalker death of all time, bro. That shit was killing me. Please don't let there be no Juice on this game. Yeah, I know, man. Like, I look back at that shit and crack the fuck up. I can't believe they put that in the game. That's when you see they ain't do it again.
Oh, yeah.
They know it's a problem. I wonder if they're taking Lightweight out, though. They might have to, man. I hate to say it. I love Lightweight, but that shit is cheese, B.
Yeah.
That shit is cheese. I know I'd be killing dudes that ain't even see me yet all the time.
Oh, yeah. And you see, if you put on, like, Lightweight and Marathon, and you just want to rock with a knife, people won't kill you. People can't kill you because you move too quick. You move quicker than the fucking bullets move.
Hell yeah.
If you have Lightweight and Marathon on, it basically makes you Neo from the fucking Matrix.
I did that shit on Black Ops 1. Lightweight, Marathon, and Steady Aim. I wasn't aiming down the sights, running down with the MP5, just hip-firing everybody. Dudes used to be complaining like fuck because you move too fast for the cameras. If the cameras can't keep up, again, they're going to have to do something about that. Lightweight wasn't a problem in that MW2, though. Not at all.
No, Black Ops Lightweight, Marathon, and Commando, that was.
Yeah, that was a problem. I will admit that one.
Lightweight Commando.
Yeah, and Marathon, too.
And Marathon. Lightweight Pro, Marathon Pro, and fucking Commando Pro. God damn. As soon as a game of domination started, you would get knifed by a dude that had just spawned in at the other side of the map. That's how fucking fast that dude could move.
Hey, Justin, Marathon, Lightweight, Ninja. I don't know why they let people have that. You motherfucking silent, you super fast, and you don't have to stop running. Like, what do these dudes be thinking, yo? Like, you know, any person that's been playing Call of Duty for like a year and a half would know that you know, you can't allow that. I mean, dudes was rock. I used to rock that on Search and Destroy and be another team spawn as soon as the game started. They can't hear you. Silent footsteps.
You fucking have the bomb planted before everybody's even spawned in yet.
Right? Yo. You know what I don't want? I do not want a perk that makes footsteps louder. Although I love it, it is an advantage. That shit killed MW3, bro.
They should. You should be able to hear footsteps at some point.
You should be able to hear footsteps, but you shouldn't be able to hear motherfuckers. It sounded like they was wearing water clogs and shit, man. Horse trotting. That's way too loud.
The Modern Warfare 3 said Rep Pro was overpowered.
Right, MW2 had it. Yeah, you should be able to hear somebody running up behind you. Like, if they don't have a headset, that's on them. There's no penalty for us, for people that have standard definition TVs. So, you know what I'm saying? So don't give us one for having a headset. It's not our fault. Headsets aren't that expensive. The way technology is moving, everybody will have headsets soon enough. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even want to hear that. It's unfair. No, it's not. Get your money up and get a fucking headset.
Yeah, if you can pay $60 for the game, you can pay $60 for a headset.
Hell, even surround sound you can hear. You can't hear them as good as a headset, but you can still hear.
Yeah.
So, like, we need our footsteps back. I'm only saying that because we can hear our friendly footsteps loud as day, but we can't hear enemy footsteps. And that in itself is bullshit. Take the footsteps all the way out or make sure they're in the game. One or the other. Don't cheat. I sound for three people total on Black Ops 2 the whole time I've been playing. Three. Three dudes. That's crazy.
God damn. You're
three.
Lucky.
Lucky to have, right? Right? Lucky to have three. I got his shit.
Yes, sir. Holy shit. That last fucking 20 minutes just disappeared. See, we get all emotional about Call of Duty and stuff. And
this picture. See, it's a shame that, like, I'm really like, yo, I'm all interested. See, that's why I'll never say, for real, on a video, I ain't getting the next Call of Duty. Because I see this perk list, and I'm like, yo, what is this? what is that?
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah.
I might hate you, but I want you. You know what I mean? I hate you, but yeah. I want you.
Dude, you know it's an abusive relationship.
It really is.
I can't put it any better than that. It's an abusive, cheating relationship.
Oh, show's about to be over, ladies and gentlemen. Here comes a loud music.